The Thurston Players saw ticket sales soar with their latest production, Higher and Higher. Now, they're busy working on celebrating their 45th anniversary with another unique performance. While many theater groups exist in the city of Ann Arbor, the Thurston Players are dedicated to crafting original stories and characters. This puts a lot of pressure on creating new scripts and songs every year. With performances dating back to 1974, the Thurston Players started with only a handful of Thurston's faculty and staff. Their first production, The Great Catby, managed to fill Clegg Elementary School's auditorium to the brim. Phil Zaret, one of the first writers for the Thurston Players, has been an active member for 36 years and can easily recall his first experience with the group.
I started out as the writer. The first meeting I went to, the script committee is what it's called, I sat down at a table and the head of the script committee said, "We need a writer. Has anybody done any writing?" So I tentatively raised my hand and said, "You're the writer." And from that on, that time on, I was the writer. I wrote the script. I graduated to the top rung immediately. And I'd had some writing experience, but not a lot.
Thrust into great responsibility, Phil began to write his first musical. Leading to a lesson in scriptwriting, Phil would bring with him to his later work.
The first play I wrote would have taken 3 hours to put on. That was my initial trial by fire. They said, this is 3 hours. It can't be. Take it home, cut out a third of it at least, which I did, and it was still too long. But I learned. So the next year, I made it shorter.
In addition to the need for new scripts and ideas, more members of the community were joining the Thurston Players at a rapid rate, including child actors that required special attention during practice. With more participants at their disposal, what was once a few meetings to determine basic plot points became a month of organization and preparation.
Initially, it would take maybe one, at most two meetings to come up with the basic idea. But now it's because there's so many more people involved, it takes longer, maybe three or four meetings, which then cuts into the time for the actual writing. By the second meeting, we'd have the basic concept, we'd bat things around, and by the end of the third meeting, we'd have the outline of the play. And then in those days, because it was a much smaller group in those days, nowadays we have 150 people on stage. Then if we had 25 people on stage, it was a good year.
Initially, only writers made their mark in the process of producing the script. Now, regardless of age and position, all of the Thurston Players cast and crew can participate in the first stage of scriptwriting, where members introduce concepts and ideas for that year's performance. This change, according to Dick Vale, another longtime active member currently leading set design, came from a sudden need for collaboration and division of the script.
As time passed, I'd say as we got to 10 and 15 years ago, individual writers became harder to write complete plays. So we started what would be called the script committee. And there were a number of people. Anybody who had an idea would meet, and we basically do this in the summer. Our Thurston play is a year-round thing.
Even when tasked with set building and coordination, Dick was never excluded from the scriptwriting process. In order to look at the script's needs realistically, it was up to Dick and the writers to come up with reasonable props and scenery for the show.
As it went along, I got more involved in the script writing itself because I wanted to see that they were writing things that were possible to build, that were fun things to build. So we've built things, and occasionally I've been out where people see me either bring sets on stage. But most of the time has been reading the script, being part of the script, and then actually building the set pieces.
In addition to making sure the plot was realistic towards set design, the Thurston Players also had to distribute scenes amongst multiple writers in order to meet the demand of a larger cast. After this division is made, a specialized group within the Thurston Players begin to make their mark on the script's process.
Individually, you end up with probably 17, 18 scenes, so you end up with that many people. Not maybe half that many. Then there is a set of what we call master writers. These are people that, in their day job, they actually write. They're editors of magazines. They're, went through journalism in college. They are what the group acknowledges, that they're known to be very good writers.
With final revisions made and writers preparing for choreography and music numbers, everything comes to an end around March, when the pens are down and the curtains are up. Many writers, including Phil Zaret and Dick Vale, assist in painting and creating the backdrops with other crew members. And when showtime arrives, their work comes to life on stage for the entire community to enjoy.
Eventually, we get it all done by showtime. Throw a few Saturdays in there. And then we put on a show. We're able to donate very large amounts of money back to the school because it is a nonprofit.
As it is of all the Thurston Player productions, with all endings come new beginnings. Year after year, this small community comes together, performing work that you won't see anywhere else. To learn more about the Thurston Player's past and upcoming performances, you can find more on their website, www.thurstonplayers.org.